ham radio license I got on March 11th. Like I told you before, I'm relatively new to this. I've done maybe three net meetings, I think, three or four net meetings. I've talked to people in Mount Clemens and Southfield, Hudsonville, and Millington. They have at Monday at 5, they have a net meeting, and that's from Hudsonville, and I've talked to them and introduced myself and trying to kind of get myself out on the airwaves a little bit here and, you know, trying to learn, you know, GBA. See, I forgot to do my call sign every 10 minutes, GBA. You know, trying to learn and catch on and get rid of my old CB habits, you know, because I've talked on the CB since the 80s. You know, since I've been like 18, 19, I'm 63 now, and I've talked on there probably since I've been 18, 19 years old, I bet. And, you know, so sometimes I'm talking on the radio like I am now, and the OCB stuff tries to come back out. But I'm telling you, ham radio's way better. CB's nice when you're out on the road, you're driving, and there's an accident or there's, you know, traffic's bad. You can find out what's going on usually. But otherwise than that, there's a lot of chaos, a lot of riffraff on there. You know, ham radio reminds me of back in the 80s when you could get on the CB and spark up a conversation with a lot of people and have a good time. And that's what ham radio today reminds me of, because you can't do that on the CB now. You know, you can get, I get on there, find out what's going on with the traffic and all that, and then I don't turn it off. If I'm driving, I keep, but I just don't participate in what's going on, because you'll hear some stupid stuff on there, and that's not what life is about. Life is about right here with this radio, you know, people talking, sharing information, and, you know, enjoying somebody's company. Over.